The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. And are we catching you in your hometown, or where are you?
Yes, I'm close to Amsterdam right now. That's where I live these days. And yeah, it's also because of Corona, because I'm planning on moving to Los Angeles, actually, which is in the U.S.
I've heard.
Yeah, me too. But it's kind of hard now to move these times. So yeah, I have to be a little more patient.
Yeah, well, let me. So first of all, my name is Ben, and we are in Louisville, Kentucky, and another state in the United States. And
yes,
Duncan Lawrence, it's kind of cool because I'm getting to talk to you here, and I want to start by telling you this like funny little story that I have a 10-year-old daughter, right? And so she, you know, has like her little AirPods in, and she walks over to me and she's like, "Dad," and I'm like, "Yeah." She goes, "Are you playing that? Loving you is a music game," and I'm like, "Are you talking about Arcade?" And she's like, "Yeah, are you playing that?" I'm like, "Where did you hear that?" And she's like, "Oh, it's all over my like TikTok and Reels." And
oh yeah.
I'm like, wow. Oh. Okay. So first of all, I think that is it speaks to you and the impact that song is having, but it also like that song Arcade is 2 years old, right?
Yes. Yes. It's 2 years old. Yeah. Well, even older because I released it 2 years ago, but I had written it, I think even 1.5 years before that.
So it's now all of a sudden getting this attention on TikTok and Reels.
Yeah.
And talk about that and how cool that must feel to be like, "Yeah, I did that."
It's crazy. It all started. I got this message from my manager saying like, "You have to go to TikTok and have a look at what's happening." And back then it was just the Harry Potter fans that were using my song to make new scenes cut out of the movies, the original movies. And I thought that was really fun because I grew up with Harry Potter. I was like someone who lay like in front of a bookstore whenever J.K. Rowling would publish her new book. So yeah, I was really like liking that. And then all of a sudden it just started spreading over TikTok, but also further than that, it went to Spotify, went to Apple Music, all the digital platforms started to pick it up. And from there it started to grow. And especially in the United States, it started to grow.
Yeah. And then, you know, my 10-year-old daughter walks over to me and is like looking at her phone, going, "Hey, Dad, are you playing this?" And I'm like, "Yeah, but how do you know about it?"
All thanks to J.K. Rowling.
There you go. So yeah, like talk about, because I think it's so cool because, you know, you've really had a long road to success to be here, you know, where it is. And, you know, you talk about you're very open about how, you know, even growing up there in the Netherlands, you know, you were faced with bullies, but then you kind of took that and you started creating art. So like walk through how you were able to turn those bullies and the school, you know, those guys into, you know, what you're doing today.
Well, I grew up in a very small town, so there wasn't a lot of music around me. So the only music things that I had were my keyboard and like my grandparents' organ, but that got a little bit boring after a while. So I started to play my keyboard in my own room and lock myself up there and just write songs, make compositions. Because I was bullied at school a lot ever since I went to school till I finished high school, I just got bullied. And it was a hard time, and I took all that negativity home, locked myself up, and just went in this state of trance whenever I started playing the piano, and it made me feel so comfortable and safe. So I was just drawn to that feeling, and I enjoyed that so much that I think I just fell in love with it back then, because it made me able to be myself and to dream big and to not listen to the bullies and to not listen to that negativity, but to kind of build my own world and my own worth or value kind of. That's how I went into music. And after that, I started writing songs because I have a motoric disorder at my right hand. So playing the piano is kind of hard. So I started singing with it because I was like, well, I have to like kind of cover that up, that I'm not the best piano player in the world. So I started singing and writing songs and just, yeah, one thing led to another. And I started studying at a conservatory, which I really, really loved. It's called the Rock Academy. And I always dreamed of, you know, studying there. If I had to pick something, it would have been that. So that was cool. And after in at the Rock Academy, I wrote Arcade, actually. And it was a few years later that my old voice coach, Ilse Delano, because I had participated in The Voice of Holland when I was really young,
yeah,
send me a message and said, hey, that song Arcade that you just sent me in our Dropbox, what are you going to do with that? And I was like, well, that's going to be my first single, I think. And she said, well, I have a huge platform for that, so get ready. And I was a little bit scared, but everything after that kind of went really well.
That is, well, that is an awesome story. And especially one where, you know, I think so many young people, teens right now can relate to just that feeling of being bullied. And then, you know, what do you do with that? And, you know, you channel
it's
that
hard, yeah,
into something yeah beautiful. Yeah.
It's hard. I always tell like people who are getting bullied right now, give it time and find the things that make you feel positive, because you're getting so much negativity at school. And most of the times you can't really change that, because kids are kids and kids are honest and open. And it's way better, because I always make myself the victim in those situations by kind of listening to the bullies and looking to myself in the mirror and saying like, oh, this is what they say, so I should change that. And this is what they say, I should walk like this or talk like this. And then all of a sudden, when I started to get more confident because of music, I was like, screw that. I'm just going to be who I am. And I'm just going to live my life. I only have one life. Why would I get, you know, have it led by bullies? That's yeah, insane.
Yeah. Duncan Lawrence, you talked about your grandma's organ. Okay. So take, yeah, take you to like, you're going over your grandma's house. What's she yep cooking? Like what is her dish?
Oh my God. Well, you know, we have a lot of strange dishes here in the Netherlands. There, it's like a lot of potatoes and a lot of meat. And most of the times it's something they call andijvieschotel, and I have no idea how to translate it. But there's also this pea soup that's very Dutch. So my grandma made that, but she also always made like chicken and, you know, whatever. So it always smelled good at my grandma's. And there was this organ, and I think I was 3 or 4 or something, and I just played it along to the piano, the radio that was playing, and kind of, you know, playing it by ear and just learning myself how to even make sound on that thing.
So did you ever get gigs playing the organ for weddings or?
No.
You know, anything like that? Because I feel like organ. That's a natural
no
thing.
No, because I was so small that I couldn't even reach the bass notes. Oh. Because an organ has I was really small, so I couldn't reach them. So I started playing the organ as a piano. So it didn't take very long till I switched to actual piano and started listening to, like, you know, Hans Zimmer, Niels Frahm, those kind of artists that are really into neoclassical music and movie kind of, more the film score kind of things.
Okay. So, Duncan Lawrence, you got this music career going. When you're wanting to escape from, or just like reset your brain and be like, all right, I need to get into a good space to like write. Do you have any hobbies that you do to like just kind of clear your mind? Do you sports or extracurricular activities?
Well, I do work out, and I do like, you know, a lot of fitness and those kind of things. But I have to say that's just to get my stress level down. That works a lot. But really just to write songs, I've always learned myself to find inspiration in whatever, like either it's like daily negative things or daily happy things or just the small daily things that people tend to overlook. So for me, it's not very hard to find inspiration. It's more... Mm-hmm. How do I not get inspiration? How do I rest my mind? How do I get a break from everything that's happening?
Well, very cool. Well, the song Arcade is blowing up here in the United States. And Duncan Lawrence, I think it's so cool. I love your story. And I think you're just on the right path. And I'm telling you, if my 10-year-old had anything to do with it, your song would be everywhere. Like, she loves it. Yeah, well,
say hi to her for me. Yeah,
say hi to Zoe. That's her
and
name.
Say hi to Zoe for me and say thank you for listening to my song and introducing it to you. That's so cool.
I know, that is cool. All right, Duncan Lawrence, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, too. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Take care.